This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McGee.
The Pentagon says that President Trump did issue the order for an airstrike in Iraq that killed a top Iranian general. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Pentagon says the top Iranian general who had arrived in Baghdad was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in the Middle East. So President Trump ordered the airstrike that killed about a half dozen people at the Baghdad International Airport. Earlier, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said it in silence after they'd attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
Do I think they may do something? Yes, and they will likely regret it.
A deputy commander of an Iranian-backed militia in Iraq was also killed. Defense analyst Danny Davis says this ratchets up the tension in the Middle East.
I can only imagine that this is going to put the target on American soldiers, on American assets.
Oil prices quickly rose on the news of the airstrike in Baghdad. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House said that President Trump has warned Turkey's president that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. Emer McCarthy with Reuters.
I can only imagine.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized government of National Accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes. Opposition parties said such a move could exacerbate conflicts in Libya and endanger Turkish soldiers in the region and Turkey's national security.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A state of emergency is underway in New South Wales, and Victoria State has declared a state of disaster as Australia battles deadly bushfires. As Phil Mercer reports, thousands of vacationers have been ordered to leave the region.
The mass exodus from southern New South Wales is underway. The authorities are urging tourists and residents to leave while they can. More dangerous bushfire conditions are forecast for southeastern Australia in the days ahead. Authorities are extending the evacuation zone in New South Wales, the nation's most populous state, to include more areas of bushland and national park. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un has been spotted riding his white horse into the mountains once again. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, similar trips have preceded major policy decisions, and experts think 2020 could herald a return to long-range missile launches or other weapons tests.
Kim says North Korea has a new strategic weapon and insists there is no longer reason for Pyongyang to be bound by a self-imposed suspension on nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. The strongest indication yet that the North could resume the major testing it suspended over 2 years ago in the run-up to diplomacy talks with the US. US military officials say they see a long-range missile launch as one of the most likely options. Others suggest the North could launch a satellite, deploy the new ballistic missile submarine it claims to be developing, or field a new domestically produced transporter erector launcher, basically vehicles for its largest missiles. Its plans could also involve mass-producing more weapons.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. The Trump administration announced Thursday that it will prohibit fruit, candy, mint, and dessert flavors from a small cartridge-based e-cigarettes that are popular with high school and middle school students. Menthol and tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes will be allowed to remain on the market. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said in a teleconference that the administration hopes to cut down on nicotine addiction brought about through e-cigarette use.
Youth overwhelmingly prefer cartridge-based e-cigarette products, and the two flavors that we are not prioritizing, tobacco and menthol, are much less likely to be used by kids.
And the ban does not cover larger tank-based vapes sold at specialty stores and used more by adults. In the latest government survey, more than one in four high school students reported using e-cigarettes in the previous month. That is despite federal laws banning sales to those under the age of 18. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.